Hey there. Hi. You've just been sitting in this booth all alone for a little while now, and you look like you could use a friend. You mind if I have a seat? My feet are killing me, and I'm done waiting tables for the day. You're my last customer. Oh. Are you trying to maintain a low profile? It's because I'm psychic. No. You've got the hoodie, the baseball cap, sunglasses. I mean, it's pretty dark in here, and you're so not a psychostim addict with that kind of body. Are you famous? Oh, I know. Maybe you're an athlete trying not to get caught out by your adoring fans. You look like someone who runs a lot. Sorry. Am I making you nervous? Okay, let me guess again. Maybe you're a famous media star trying not to attract attention while you wolf down a sandwich and beer in this seedy little joint. Your face does look familiar. Are you sure you're not on the internet or something? Or you could be a criminal. Maybe you're on the run from a whole bunch of bounty hunters. No. Don't you try to stiff me. Settle down for a sec, will you? You know what? I'm going with all of the above. I know who you are. You're the sweetest fox, aren't you? That settled you down. Don't worry, no one can hear you. This place is empty except for Jocks, and he's in the back and he's got his own shit to deal with. Everyone's at home, watching you. Whatever you were doing 2 hours ago anyway. That's what they do, right? To make things fair, keep the hounds from tracking you too easy. I knew it. Hey, can I see your eyes? I've never met anybody with cybernetic eyes before. You're the best. Huh. They look normal enough. I mean, I wouldn't even thought there were cameras in them just, broadcasting everything you see. Yeah, I guess if they looked weird, that'd be a dead giveaway. I'm sure there are people out there just waiting for you to trip up so they can tell the hounds where you are. No, that wasn't a threat. Don't worry. I'm totally Team Fox. Scout's honor. Whatever. No, pretty much everyone is. And now, in 2 hours, when the tape delay catches up with us, I'm gonna be famous just for talking to you. I'm an established part of the broadcast, even. I'm gonna see money for this. You look so. Didn't you know? I mean, it's the first year they're doing it. After the Actors Union sued the network last year. Yeah, I'll get a cash payout and a residual based on how long I'm in the broadcast. Yeah, it's all based on the union rules and on for internet broadcasts. And there's an insane bonus multiplier the producers are offering as incentive for being on the show with you. If the ratings go up, I get even more. I've always wanted to be an actress. Hey, I fooled you, didn't I? Come on, just deal with me for a little bit. I won't get you in trouble. Just pass through people's lives, and they have no idea who it is they've been talking to until after. Let me just take a little advantage. You've been so good at keeping your identity secret. It's only afterwards, when you leave. Then the hounds come, start asking questions. Then the producers start showing up with their lawyers and their release papers. Then people start getting a clue. Give me a little credit, won't you? I know who you are, and I know who you are right now. And while you're here, I'm gonna use that knowledge to my advantage. Don't go. Every minute I talk with you is a huge chunk of money for me. You still have a few bits of your sandwich left. Some of the chips. I could really use the money. Okay, finish your food, and I said just finish your food. Unless someone reported you, you still have almost a 2 hour lead on the hounds, and there's nobody around to do that. You've done a good job evading them all week. You have what, like 12 more hours to go? You'll need the energy from that food because this might be your last meal before the end. Good. Eat up. If you can keep ahead of them, you win your freedom back. I'm not gonna hold you from that. I don't think you should have been in jail anyway for what you did. You're also going to be rich, famous, crazy more than you are just from being a contestant. You're in the home stretch. You don't even get a t amount now to sleep. I know how it works. I'm not stupid. They start cutting into your tape delay slowly. Once you get into the last 6 hours until it's finally being shown in real time, things are going to get real exciting. Most people don't even make it this far, you know? Your ratings are through the roof. Means more money for me, too. Not nearly as much as you, but still good money for a girl like me. I've already made enough now to pay my rent good for a year. I might even be able to afford to move out of this neighborhood. What's society coming to, right? Speaking of money, put down that sandwich for a second and look at me. Please? This is important. I have something to show you. Something important. Are you ready? Good. Yes, I flashed you. Did you like it? It's okay, there's nobody else to see. But in 2 hours, a couple billion people are gonna be all over him. No, normally I wouldn't want my tits all over the internet. But I checked the rules, and like I said, it pays out the union standard rates for actresses for a tier one primetime show. Plus the huge multiplier the show attacks on, and by flashing you my boobs, I qualify for the topless nudity performance clause, and that just kicked my base pay and residuals up quite a few notches. Can't believe nobody ever thought of that before. They're probably gonna have to change that now, or guys and girls will be exposing themselves all the time next year. But for this year, they're bound by the officially posted rules. I am so more than happy to exploit them. Speaking of exploiting the rules, do you know that union rules require substantially higher rates for sex on camera? Oh man, I wish I had cameras in my eyes like you. Show you what your face looks just like that. Yeah, I know. I'm kind of propositioning you. Based on how this year's works, having sex with you during this broadcast would result in an obscene amount of money for me. And I bet the ratings would go up as well, which means even more money. I'd probably get paid for interviews, talk shows, there might be an ebook deal. Something like I Fucked the Fox. At the very least, I can earn a steady income stream until next year's hunt, possibly beyond. For sure, they'll change the rules next year, so I may be the only girl who ever had sex with a fox on international TV. As for you, well, I can't really help you too much. You know, I can't hide you, I can't give you any weapons. That's against the rules. But if you did take off without having sex with me, there's always the possibility I get upset and I contact the hounds myself. Or maybe not. Can you take that chance? I'm a pretty good artist, too. I can draw them a picture. Let's face it, no fox has ever made it to the end of the hunt successfully. I think maybe two others have made it farther than you, but the hound still got him. The current odds are still 10-1 against you. This could very well be your last chance to have sex before you die. I know you're not married, you're not seeing anybody, unless you made a new friend in prison, but your biography indicates you're into girls. And quite a lot, it sounded like. So, time's wasting. You've been in this diner for 20 minutes already, and we've still got time for a quickie. Then you can be on your way, refreshed in that way only sex can do. We don't even have to go far. The door next to you leads to the storeroom. You can go in there, you can go in me, and you can be out the back door in no time. You continue running from the hounds, and hopefully win. I really hope you do. I'm a big fan of yours. And if you're the first fox to win the hunt, I could be pulling residuals from rebroadcasts and highlight reels for years. Don't worry about paying for your meal. No, it's on me. You don't even have to leave me a tip. How's that for a deal? All you have to do is follow me back into the storeroom and bang me for the entertainment of billions of people. You might even enjoy it. Here we are, just the two of us. You know, I would normally be scared to be alone with you, big tough guy like you. But you can't hurt a bystander, or that forfeits your head start, doesn't it? Even better, I've watched enough of you and I've read enough about you to know you wouldn't hurt me. It was defending some girl that got you sent to prison in the first place. And then there to the show. That's what you get for being eye candy, honey. I know, there's not much room back here, but we can improvise. Let me just steady myself on your shoulder while I pull my panties off from under my uniform. There. God, I could probably sell those things. This entire waitress outfit for like big bucks after this. You're just like a money-making machine, aren't you? Okay. Pick me up. Set me down at the corner over there. It's about the right height, I think. Yeah, this'll work. Now, I can just pull up my skirt a little bit. And just like that, I qualify for the full nudity clause by showing everyone my pussy. See, even if you get cold feet now and decide to bolt out that door, I'm still guaranteed to make a good amount of money. Rate hike goes up to the back to the first minute we start talking, according to union rules. And if I should happen to run my hand over my pussy while you, billions of other people, watch, that bumps me firmly into a pornographic roll rate. Not as good as having actual sex, but even better than full nudity. Plus, it has the bonus of getting me nice and wet for you. I hope it does something for you too. I mean, no pressure at all, but if you can't get it up right now, half the world is gonna know about it. So I'll just keep doing this while you keep your eyes on my fingers and my pussy. All you have to do is take out your cock for me. For all the lucky men and women at home, just wanted to see it. Ahead and look down at it, unless you're the modest type. But in my opinion, there should be some standing record for that thing in case you do lose. Look back at my pussy. I'm just about ready now. I don't want the producers to argue that we faked this. I might be a little reluctant to pay out the amount of money this is going to cost them. Keep looking down at my pussy. Just move your cock up to it. I'll spread my legs apart nice and wide. Just point that cock of yours right at my slit. Press the head up against it. Don't you dare look away. You can see how wet I made myself for you. You can even feel it. Right at the head of your cock. You can feel how hot I am. A little promise. What you're about to feel, all you have to do is push that thing into me. Your eyes are taking in every detail for your audience. How's your cock? Slowly prying open my pussy, opening me up before you push it. That's it. I am now in a much higher income bracket. We technically don't need to go any further, but that might disappoint the viewers, wouldn't it? More viewers, more money. And if I'm gonna have explicit sex in front of half the world, I'm not gonna do a half-assed job at it. And besides, if this is your last time, it might as well be really, really good. Come on, let me wrap my legs around you. That will make it easier. Oh, keep fucking me. Perfect. Watch it. Watch it for me. Oh, your cock sliding in and out of my pussy. My face. We've already proven this is real. Now they just need to see more of my face. I'm gonna be so famous. I'm gonna have so much money from this. Best thing to happen to me in this stupid job, this stupid life. The sex's pretty good, isn't it? Even though, no, we've had like no warm up. Maybe it's knowing you're famous. Or knowing you could be dead in a few hours. Maybe it's knowing billions of people will be watching this. But you're kind Maybe you can make some comments. Just for the record. On how good I am. How tired I am. How wet. Tells me I may get a few more dates out of this. And if you win, you'll be able to get any girl you've ever wanted. At least if you don't get killed by hounds. Sorry, sorry. That's probably not healthy. You need to get going soon, but one more minute, please. Look at my pussy. Show them how wet I am. Oh God. Show them how I'm so wet. How it's all over me. How it's all over me. And your cock and. Show them how fast your car is moving in and out. My pussy. My face. Have my face. I want them to know how my face. Have my face. I guess I owe it to you to say, I think that was the best sex I've ever had. Okay, slide it out of me. Look down at it so they can see the cream pie. I don't think that gets me any more money. He said maybe higher ratings. But, I just want them all to see. Here. Let me help you with your pants. I've kept you long enough. And if you get caught here, I get blamed for the fox losing again. I guess I should be going. The back door over there leads to the alley. Oh, one more thing. Screw the collector values. Take these panties with you. Call it a good luck charm. I'm gonna have enough money as is. I will assert ownership of them if you die. Just because you won't need them anymore. No. I do hope you live. Not just because of the money and all that. You've been fun. I kind of want to see a fox win the hunt for a change. Most people do. I'm going to send you off with one more thing. it makes a good ending for the scene, if nothing else. Good luck, Fox. I wouldn't have told the hounds about you. I just want you to know that. I had to get you to sleep with me. Somehow. If you win this, you can sleep with me again. Even if there's no direct financial gain for me. I suppose you would have your pick of women then, though. It would make for a kind of cool ending. For you to end up with a girl, wouldn't it? Okay, go on. Get out of here. I'm gonna go back in the diner, and I'm gonna wait for the hounds. I can even lie to them about where you went. I'd have to wait for the delay to catch up to them before they knew I had fooled them. I might buy you more time. Then I'll go back to my place and watch how this ends, whether my lover lives. Don't get caught. If you die, you'll be disappointing billions of people. But especially your number one fan. Get out of here. Go win this thing.